Diary entry of the Earth, December 18th, 2017. Dear Diary, number 7,528,903,581. 4 days, I barely sleep. In my dreams, I'm haunted by the song that won't leave my head anymore. It's a very, very mad world. I'm desperately waiting on the others' answers on my SOS. Meanwhile, in order to be useful, I try to work out my own past. I'm reading diary entries from the older days to get the glimpse of an idea about why I haven't seen where I was heading towards, to figure out if I could have interfered earlier or if I can find any clusters. And I'm searching for a way out of this mess I'm in right now. How can I change my thinking and my acting? It can't be all wrong what felt so right for a long time now. Everybody in the world is living with my belief system. I gave all human beings the role of caring and taking responsibility for the balance itself. My planet friends have tried to discuss holocracy, heterocracy, hierarchy, and other things with me. But these discussions made no sense to me because I myself, the big whole, the Earth, wanted to become beautiful. And to make beauty happen, I needed a leader. I then chose the human being, or maybe he chose himself 10,000 years ago. Overall, this was a logic decision these days, for he was the most intelligent creature of all. Let me read you some of these notes I found, my dear diary. This one is very old. Way from the beginning, I can hardly recognize my writing. Diary number 13,836,205, page 217. Oh, how beautiful I am, the Earth. I did it perfectly right as I decided to let life develop on my own me. Now that the atmosphere carries enough of oxygen, animals find their way out of the oceans and carefully step onto land. Now that any plant and any animal become cooperative partners for each other, something big begins. I can feel it. Plants are becoming so colorful now. They produce wonderful scents to attract animals, which stimulate them to fertilize these plants. At the same time, animals start reproducing themselves. Possibilities develop here, and I watch with pleasure. Nature is happening by itself. Life is coming and going with the flow. Each creature gives and takes in order to keep the balance on Earth respectfully. Every being only takes what it needs to survive, and I am becoming brighter and more colorful from day to day. Diversity develops. There is still much more space on me. Oh, beautiful I am, the Earth. These stories of self-congratulation are found in every diary so far, until I reach the ones I wrote about 10,000 years ago, where I start talking about frightening things for the first time. Would that have been the moment I should have reacted? Diary number 7,582,847,653, page 27. I'm writing in astonishment, dear diary, because alliances between some of the animals are wonderful to watch. Frogs take care about spiders' eggs, not to be eaten by enemies. Ravens are supporting wolves while hunting. Ants provide care for wounded caterpillars. And what else is happening? The human being. He is losing more and more of his hair. Nearly naked and freezing, he's sitting by his fireplace from time to time. He uses the fur of other animals to keep himself warm. His own energy he seems to use for something besides his physical growth of conditions he might need. Instead, he develops inside qualities like intelligence and feelings. I'm quite staggered because he needs lots of fur and likes big animals. He can't hunt all by himself. He establishes an alliance with the wolf. who, to my disbelief, lets an uneven deal happen. The human being is transforming a wolf of equal rights into a dependent and servile creature. And wait, same diary, page 249. The human being again found a brilliant new idea. He calls it agriculture. Now that he has optimized his training with a perfectly domesticated wolf to his advantage, now that the wolf even takes beatings and cages, he thinks of working and farming together with the ox. Working together in this case as well is a metaphor for an on foot and care conditioned animal that serves the needs of human beings. Using animals and not returning a true compensation which weighs the same, is that righteous? Let us not discuss the question whether I could have acted earlier. Maybe I could have, maybe not. It is needless to answer that question hypothetically. I would rather ask you something, my dear diary, as we know each other for quite a while by now and the empty pages in you slowly come to an end. As every diary, you could choose a name as you were born. You said you wanted to be named Anthropocene. And when I asked you why you chose this name, you answered just like it is written on your first page. My dear Earth, humans are wonderful creatures. They can do almost anything and are leading any living being on Earth. They have enough skills to move mountains, to reroute rivers, to build up huge plantations out of chaotic and wild-grown nature. And they can even organize all bees to be transported to these plantations in order to fertilize every plant equally. If you look closely on yourself by today, you can see a much more beautiful planet as you ever imagined to become, thanks to the well-organized and structured human being. Humans play a great role with their gift of keeping sustained stability and balance of all institutions and living beings. That's my reason for this name, O beautiful you are, you Earth. How comes, diary, that I just found that new entry of yours today, in which you seem to regret everything you have said before? You posted it right in the night after the letter of agony reached us. Read yourself. My dear Earth, I plead you to be allowed to rip out that first page of mine, for I am not believing in my own words anymore. Especially after this shock tonight, I tried to look on matters from a different perspective. And I see that the human being has not only the gift to keep the world in balance, but has at the same time the power to sustainably destroy it. I didn't realize this as I was born. Human beings indeed have brought up great benefits fighting against hunger and poverty. Every day about 400,000 people are born and 160,000 die, which adds 240,000 members to the Earth each day. Your surface is changing, O beautiful Earth. One third of it has turned into farmland by now. The human being has no other chance but destroying forests in order to organize plantations for food to nurture everybody. He's adapting to his own needs. He is using toxic chemicals on his plantations to make a healthy growth of food possible. But at the same time, he's poisoning himself and others with these chemicals. Plus, the human becomes greedy. Chemicals increase the harvesting outcome. More crop leads to more income, and income gives a human being recognition and appreciation of others. Moreover, the human is not only eating when hungry anymore. He rather wants to eat all the time. Meat at its best. Humans cultivate animals excessively. Animals as plants get a new meaning. They are products. And they suffer on automation and mass production for the profit of human beings. And the human, he is suffering as well. Allergies, obesity, cancer. The chemicals to brighten up life are his biggest danger. at the same time. Humans absolutely know how dependent their existence is on all the other institutions you established. But now, as your surface is nearly overused, they still have the oceans and the sky left. Flying cars, computer waves, rockets. There's so much more to come, not imaginable by now. What will that make with your fishes and your birds? As they put animals in reservations already to count and decide how many of each are allowed to last. Do you know, dear Earth, how many of these beautiful species die each year? What if the human himself dies out and he becomes his biggest enemy himself? Right at this point, dear diary, I stop quoting you because you are blaming me, the Earth, with disrespect. I'm tempted not ripping out your first page, but rather pulling out all of the empty ones that are left over, waiting to be filled with new words. I want a new, positive diary, for I am everything which I created, and I'm proud of it. I am the wonderful ocean, without nobody of the others could survive, for it's the motor of all life. I am the clear air of the atmosphere, which gives an opportunity for life outside water, which controls metabolism of the breathing system itself. I am the Earth's surface, which is almost incapable of its pain by now, that it tries to be hurt by triggering earthquakes and other events. I am every single living being which tries to adapt on human needs as good as it can. And I am the human being, the beautiful and intelligent human being, who lost his intuition because I wanted it that way. Be optimistic, as you know about my SOS, I have sent out into the world. Trust me, the Earth. Have confidence in ocean, surface and sky. Have confidence in all living beings. There's a reason why I chose the human being 10,000 years ago. He is smart, very smart. He is mindful, very mindful. And he is good, very good as I believe. He owns a head, a stomach, and a heart. I know that my SOS will reach the others within the next days. Because soon it's Christmas. As people celebrate love, they will pause for a moment and sense. This will be the moment to feel into their smallest bits and listen to the tiniest waves. This will be my moment of being heard. I am looking forward to that moment, my dearest diary.